Well, to Israel now, which has been engulfed in a political crisis over the government's controversial plans to overhaul the judicial system. Tens of thousands of Israelis took to the streets last night, protesting well into the early hours of Monday morning after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired his own defence minister. Yoav Galante, himself a former soldier, broke ranks with the government over its controversial plans to overhaul the judicial system in Israel, saying the reforms posed a threat to Israel's security. Now, in some breaking news, multiple Hebrew language media outlets are now reporting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to announce a halt to the contentious judicial overhaul. Joining me to discuss this and more, Dan Shapiro is a former US ambassador to Israel and distinguished fellow at the Atlantic Council. And welcome to you, Dan.
Hi, good to be with you.
It's 9:20 a.m., I believe, local time in Israel as we speak. This is no traditional quiet start to the working week. What have Israelis woken up to this morning? The pictures overnight were pretty chaotic.
Very chaotic and really quite spontaneous. You know, for weeks now, there have been steadily growing protests every Saturday night, the traditional night of protest, and other times during the week against the Prime Minister's plan to overhaul the judicial system in such a way that the Supreme Court's ability to review legislation, review action by the government would be significantly reduced, and the power of the government to appoint judges would be increased. And the protests were really around the idea that this was moving Israel into a concentration of power in one of the democracies that have moved in a liberal direction. What happened last night was a spontaneous reaction to the Prime Minister's decision to fire his defense minister, who had warned that pressing forward with these judicial reforms, which had caused many reservists to protest by saying they would not come and perform their service, and also by intelligence he was reading about how Israel's enemies were trying to take advantage of the chaos in Israel. This was a spontaneous.
It looks like we might have lost former U.S. ambassador to Israel, Dan Shapiro. He's also a distinguished fellow at the Atlantic Council. Obviously, we're waiting for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address the media at 10 a.m. local time. We'll just see if we can't get Dan Shapiro back on the line.
We are one,
but we are many.
To RN.
We are Australian.
We are Australian.
Yeah! RN Drive with Andy Park on ABC RN.
You're with Andy Park. This is RN Drive. We understand we've got Dan Shapiro, former US ambassador to Israel, back on the line. I do apologise. You're hearing as well that Prime Minister Netanyahu will speak at 10 a.m. and will effectively pull out of this judicial review. Is that what you're hearing?
What's being reported now is that at 10:30 local time, Netanyahu will announce a halt or a pause to moving forward with this legislation. It seems that members of his own government were so spooked, and they rightly so, I think, by the spontaneous eruption of protests last night in response to his firing of the defense minister, who warned that pressing forward with the reforms could have a real damage to Israel's national security, that he now felt he had no choice but to put a halt to it. It may be a tactical pause. He may try it again after Passover and some national holidays that are coming forward. But it is a sign of the first real wobble in the commitment of his government himself, and maybe even will cause some division within his government about whether or not to proceed with the reforms, at least as in the extreme version that he was working on.
How real is the threat to the nation's security now that the former defense minister, kind of illustrated in his comments?
He was basing his comments on two factors. One was that a very significant number of reservists in the Israeli military, including crucially Air Force pilots, had said they could not serve in their reserve roles, which they do essentially on a volunteer basis, but it's a critical part of the Army's functioning, if the government was moving in a direction of an illiberal democracy, even some would call it an autocracy with concentration of power in one branch of government. And the loss of that manpower, especially highly skilled manpower, combined with what the defense minister was seeing in intelligence reports about how Israel's enemies were hoping to take advantage of the chaos, led him to make this warning. And he supports the reforms, that going forward with them now under these circumstances would be very dangerous. To fire a defense minister, a very experienced security professional for his entire career, for issuing that warning about the national security implications of this legislation, really was, I think, a bridge too far, and it led to this spontaneous eruption of protests last night.
Even if Benjamin Netanyahu does announce that he's postponing this judicial review, it's unlikely to have the support of all the members of his hardline coalition. How do you see this being resolved, if not?
Well, it's going to take a few days, maybe even a few weeks, to sort out the political chaos in the coalition. The Prime Minister's Justice Minister, who's the real champion of these reforms, has threatened to resign if these reforms are not passed. There's at least one party in his coalition that feels very aggrieved, that wanted very much to have these reforms passed, feels that they promised them to their voters. This is a hardline pro-settlement, West Bank settlement party that wanted to weaken the court's ability to restrain the growth of West Bank settlements. So the first thing is everyone will take a deep breath, because next week is the Passover holiday. Then there's the Israeli national period of Memorial Day and Independence Day. So it won't be until later in April that even the Knesset will come back in session and it will be sorted out. By then, some members of the government will have decided, are they still sticking with this coalition, or do they no longer have faith in the prime minister and they'd rather take their chances in a new election?
Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Dan Shapiro, thank you so much for your time. Apologies for the problems in the connection there.
No problem. My pleasure.
We're just hearing on the wires now that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will announce a halt to his religious nationalist government's judicial overhaul legislation at 10:30 a.m. local time.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.